Good evening. This is Nikov Radio. Here are the main stories. President Donald Trump says a possible deal on the future of Greenland would deliver everything he wants, after stepping back from earlier threats to seize the island by force or impose tariffs on European allies. European leaders are now assessing what Mr. Trump has described as a framework for a future agreement, though few details have been provided. From Washington, our correspondent Helena Humphrey says there is caution in the United States, with many believing the president could reapply pressure if talks do not go his way. In New Zealand, rescue teams are searching for several missing people, including children, after a landslide hit a campsite on the North Island near Mount Maunganui. Mud buried a shower block and damaged several caravans. Witnesses described scenes of panic as the landslide swept through the site. The House of Lords has voted in favour of banning under 16s from social media, backing a proposal introduced by a Conservative peer. The government says it will seek to overturn the amendment in the House of Commons while carrying out its own consultation. Teaching unions are calling for clearer guidance to help parents ensure children are ready to start school. A survey by the early years charity Kindred Squared suggests more than a quarter of children starting reception in England and Wales last year were not toilet trained, with many lacking basic independence skills. The government says progress is being made, but admits more remains to be done. Taylor Swift has become the youngest female artist to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The 36-year-old American singer has nearly 70 songs credited solely to her name. In Manchester tonight, it will be mostly cloudy, with temperatures around 5 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Nikov Radio. More updates at the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Astuce du jour. Augmentez votre efficacité avec la règle du temps visible. Nous sous-estimons souvent le temps que prennent nos activités. La règle du temps visible consiste à rendre le temps concret pour mieux le maîtriser. Comment l'appliquer ? Utilisez un minuteur visible. Montre, téléphone posé face à l'écran, minuteur de cuisine. Avant de commencer une tâche, décidez du temps exact que vous allez y consacrer. Exemple, 20, 30 ou 45 minutes. Lancez le minuteur et travaillez jusqu'à la fin, sans négocier avec le temps. Arrêtez-vous quand le temps est écoulé, même si la tâche n'est pas parfaite. Pourquoi ça marche? Quand le temps est visible, vous travaillez avec plus d'intensité et moins de dispersion. Cela améliore la concentration et empêche les tâches de s'étirer inutilement. Astuce bonus. Commencez par des durées courtes. Le respect du temps compte plus que la durée elle-même. Pour en savoir plus, vous pouvez retrouver toutes les astuces dans le livre « Comment savoir bien faire » disponible sur Amazon.